podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to a very special Gags Tandon show. I am in Liverpool City Centre, sitting outside the Hilton Hotel, and I've got a very special guest. I'm here doing a course, and all of a sudden, I get a message. I'm also here. It's I always say this, and he hates it when I say it. Banger, legend, superstar.
Thank you.
Jussie Siddhu is here, sitting in front of me in Liverpool.
Can I just start this off by saying, I'm on the Gags Tandon show.
Yes.
Have I made it? Is this it now? Can I just say, I'm done. I'm on the Gags Tandon show.
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy things happen in this world.
There you go. Hey,
I'm welcoming you on my show. What the hell?
Thank you. Thank you, Gags.
It's not Desi, so we can't do Punjabi, okay?
No, not even a bit.
Not even a bit.
How will Harinder understand? Okay, fine.
Well, we're doing this impromptu. It's your wife's birthday, so let's say happy birthday to Tina.
It is my wife Tina's birthday.
Happy birthday, Tina. We're sitting outside. What's this place? Beer Keller.
Beer Keller.
And having a few drinks and having a chat.
We love Liverpool, so... We try and get up. When it's a match day, we have to come and go. So today we thought we'd come out here for a few drinks and some food.
That's how you see, shows how passionate you are about Liverpool. Not only the club, the city as well.
She wanted to go London. How dare you? I refuse. No, not happening.
No. If you've not heard of Jussie before, he's been on Desi plenty. So if you haven't listened, you should, because he's really good. And we're going to talk now a bit, little by little. Massive Liverpool fan, lifelong Liverpool fan. Just a bit of an intro, quickly, because obviously it's a different type of show. How long and when did you first start supporting Liverpool?
Okay, to all the non-Asians listening, I'm just another Indian person that rants like a madman on Twitter. You really don't really care about my career, and it's not going to make no difference to what I think. Everything I do in my life revolves around the club. If I have events, I make sure my timings are so I can watch the matches. Brilliant. If I'm in different countries, I'll wake up, and Gags knows, I'll be tweeting at like 2 a.m. from LA.
Yeah.
If I'm in India, I'll be sitting with the Liverpool Sports Club, India, Singapore, Malaysia. Most of my life revolves around the club, and I think singing second to me.
Because you're traveling so much. You're like, you know, you're in different countries and stuff. Yeah. So you're like a basically international fan.
But I basically don't miss a match.
Yeah, you don't.
I've woken up in so many countries, jet lagged, tired, exhausted, but I will not miss
so
a match.
So you know the feeling of an international fan, basically. You know the ones that have to wake up at 2 a.m, 4 a.m. to watch these games.
You know what? We knock them. We knock the armchair supporters and all that. But it's an effort, you know. All my mates in Canada that watch it, they're waking up at the 12:30 kickoffs, so like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And they're on it.
Yeah, they have to be.
And in LA, that's the night. I'm waking up at like 4 a.m. I'm finishing a show, going to the hotel and sitting there waiting till 4. Come on, the match's going to start now. I've got two more hours to hold out.
You're right. The early kickoffs are proper in the middle of the night, man.
I'm telling you one thing. Because it's growing worldwide, there's going to be a time where it starts working around their time zones as well.
It's already starting. That's why the times are moving. That's why there's going to be evening kickoffs. That's why all this is happening.
That's my case. If I can sit in India with 500 supporters, at some point the Premier League's gonna click that there's a hold on, we can do something here.
No, they already have.
We gotta cater to them.
Look at USA, man. They've got every single game's live.
Yeah.
And they're growing that audience. Anyway, we're not here to talk about international
international football.
We're here about Liverpool.
Yeah.
So okay, we haven't spoke to you for a while, so what do you think of the end of the season? What did you think of we qualified for the Champions League? What were your thoughts on the season in the end?
I was ecstatic.
Good.
Excellent. Just to show you my sadness, I make spreadsheets at home in my spare time. So what I did for Liverpool's last 16 matches, I wrote down the points tally what we'll get per match.
Yeah,
I was 1 point off.
Fantastic.
But the problem with it was, where I thought we were going to win, we didn't win.
We lost.
So I had no clue in the end of it. I was just gaggy. But you know what? From last season when we lost to Seville, I've always said, getting fourth place is not an amazing achievement. It's embarrassing.
We shouldn't be celebrating it.
But it was the next phase for Klopp to then say, right, I'm moving on with my team.
Love it.
And that for me was such a huge thing. And it gives Klopp so many options right now. I'm gutted the Manx qualified because it would have given us a leg over them. Because next season, I'm looking at it and you're going to say, you're so negative. But now I'm thinking, oh my God, there's 5-6 teams that are going to spend millions and make it harder. But you know what? I'm going to enjoy it because I have so much faith in Klopp that, you know what? He'll get the job done.
It's good that you're so positive because obviously we had you on during the Brendan, toward the end as well. It was hard, wasn't it, to really be a Liverpool fan at the time. We lost a bit of our passion.
I think the problem with Liverpool fans, especially on Twitter, is that the ones who are so-called negative are the ones who are honest about what the situation is. Mm. And then the whole brigade that jumps on you, just support the club, you'll never walk alone. The ones that don't really know anything about the club, that go here and there, and they see a bit on Twitter, support the club, support the club. I firmly believe that we make the club as supporters.
Yeah.
So we should, if we're seeing something wrong, should say it's wrong.
Yeah.
Because, as I always say on Twitter, if we didn't speak up, Hicks and Gillette would still be in charge.
Yeah, if the fans didn't jump
in,
you know.
If Rafa hadn't turned on them and told us, guys, we've got a problem here, we'd all be going, support the club, support the owners, great owners, support the owners. No. So you should always, look, I love Jurgen Klopp to bits, but I'll always question him.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a free ride from me.
No.
He's amazing. We all love him to bits, man.
Yeah, he's great.
I just want a juppie.
Yeah.
I just want a juppie. Yeah. I'm putting it out there, Jurgen, if you're listening.
Yeah, come and hug us.
I'm in Liverpool till tomorrow. A simple juppie will do. But my point is, you know, at the end of the day, we should question the club. Why shouldn't we?
Yeah.
We shouldn't just say, we lost. It's okay. Great club.
I think people, some supporters, it's a different way of supporting. Some want to just totally support, blind support. That's you know what it is? There's nothing wrong. Nothing's wrong. It's up to you how you want to support the club at the end of the day. I think, personally, it's open. So if that's the type of fan you are, I actually think totally fine with it. But have some respect and just say, that's how you are, fine. That's how they are,
see, you know,
fine.
I think that percentage of fans has increased over the last few years, and that coincides with the fact that we've been unsuccessful for those times as well. Because we accept that, oh, it's all right, we didn't win.
I think what it is, Jesse, that people are now, because Klopp's here, right, they're a bit more positive.
Oh, he's just...
That's why. So I think they're saying, look, just keep the faith, because at the end of the day, what's happened since Klopp's here has been an upward trajectory rather than a downward one.
We did the podcast when he got hired.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was in New York. I was in Carragher's bar.
Yeah,
the day's press conference. Me and the wife landed, had a show, and I went, she was, what you want to do? We go straight. I go, look, I've seen the time. His press conference soon. We sat there for 5 hours in Carragher's bar, just watching it, glued, watching it. I was just made up.
Reruns.
I was just made up because we didn't deserve him.
No.
There's nothing that made our club.
I think people were shocked that he joined, you know, at the time.
You know what? And for that reason alone, he gets every credit in the world.
It's brilliant. And this is a really, really important window. So you've just talked, you were happy with how we ended.
Sorry, before I carry on, Jurgen, if you are listening, I'm here till tomorrow again, Hilton Hotel. Just a juppie. Just one juppie. It doesn't have to be tight. Just tap on the back will do, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Honestly. I'll help spread the word in India. Tukarla.
Jurgen, come and hug Jesse, please. He's desperate. Right, and you know, I'll get in a bit of the action.
Yeah. Bit of jump.
But you're happy with how the season ended. Fantastic. However...
Actually, the season ended on a negative because Man United won the UEFA.
Yeah, okay. Fine. No, but
that was annoying.
From a Liverpool point of view, we qualified. I think that was his number one objective, was qualify Champions League. We have to be in there, get attract players. So we've actually... Before we signed a player, there was a bit of a wobble with some Van Dijk news. And we're asking everybody this. You haven't been on for ages.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that episode?
I thought it was Jaloes. And I
Jaloes, by the way, means embarrassing.
I'm not on there. Sorry, I thought it was embarrassing. Honestly, I bitched out on Twitter as much as I could about it. And my argument is this. And I have a lot of respect for FSG and what they did to save the club.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, that will only take so far. And my argument was this, that since FSG have been in charge, we've looked at targets and missed out on every single top target we've gone for.
Right.
Which is not it's annoying as a Liverpool fan. Mm. We're not a small club.
Would you say Salah was a top target?
He should be for what he does.
Yeah.
12 assists, 16 goals? Mm. Are you telling me that's not like
unbelievable? Would you say that gives you a bit of hope, the Salah signing?
It doesn't. Look.
Because obviously last season, Mane, Wijnaldum did well. Good signings.
Yeah. But they weren't what he wanted originally, was it? He was looking at other players?
I don't know whether that's true or not.
Well, whatever it was, I've always felt that Liverpool, if you can go through history, since FSG have been there, we've looked at players.
Yeah, we lost out on a lot. We've always lost out. I accept that. Totally.
And that is the point. We get fed all this stuff to the Echo. We get fed all this stuff to the media.
Mm.
That makes us look really small time.
Yeah.
Or at least we tried. At least. Are we Everton? At least we tried. That shouldn't be a point of at least tried. So you know what? My burning hope right now is that Jurgen is just ripping everyone to shreds at the club.
Mm.
And they're all petrified of him. And he will get who he wants. Because he deserves to get who he wants. Because you know what? He's come to the club and in 3 transfer windows spent nothing. So if you don't back him now...
That's true, man. That's actually true. His net spend was positive last year, wasn't it?
Plus 10.
Yeah.
He's plus 15, sorry, not 10, 15.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm Mr. Statman. He's approximately, give or take a million.
So now he's spent. So he's just only spent 15 million.
Let him have who he wants.
Yeah.
You know when we finished second, I went Brendan's fan. But I still said the guy deserves to spend what he wants, do what he wants because of what he did.
Yeah, it was great.
Same with Jurgen.
Yeah.
if you don't back him now, when are we going to back him?
No.
He deserves to get Naby Keita, 60, 70, 100. I don't care.
We'll talk about that in a sec. But what about Virgil van Dijk first? Because we talked about that was what we were embarrassed about, how we handled that. Whatever happened,
it was embarrassing.
Got it in the press. How do you? You've seen plenty of Virgil van Dijk in the Premier League. Mm. What do you think of him? And is he the answer? Would you spend, like, the rumours are £70 million could be the fee with add-ons, 65 to 70?
See, I saw him at Celtic as well.
Yeah,
and we should have bought him and Wanyama from Celtic, both of them,
right that time.
But that's because I play Football Manager and sit on planes for 19 hours. Yeah. And you know the unbelievable thing about this is I tweet this a lot. If you have an iPad, you're pretty much clued up on football. Because you're going to say, no, you got to watch it. Really, no? Most of these superstars, you can find them on there. And 3 years later, they're that good. But my point was this. Virgil van Dijk and Wanyama were...
They played...
We should have just gone and bought... For the money they were going for, we should have just bought them. I don't see any club.
Wanyama, for example, last year was fantastic.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? Someone like him makes the rest of the team look better.
Mm.
The defence looks solid. The fullbacks can then chase because they know he's sitting there, which is what we're missing.
Yeah.
Virgil, I tell you what, 70 million. Is anyone worth the money we're paying?
No. Not at all.
Just for Horinda, is Lallana worth 28 million?
Shut up.
Is he worth 28
poor,
million?
Poor Horinda.
No, he's not. He's not. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just look at it now. He's 26 now.
Yeah.
In his prime. Centre-backs usually take a bit longer to come into their prime.
Yeah.
We'll get 5 years out of him.
Yeah, it's great. Basically, we're looking at this. I think I was talking to Dan Rhodes about it actually yesterday. Which I don't know if you've heard of Tompkins Times and their transfer price index.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was looking at Rio Ferdinand right now.
If he's worth how much now?
94 million it would have cost.
Bargain?
Do you get what I mean? The comparison wise, from what he cost back in the day, now it would be 94. So if you're saying 70 million for, it's like 25 in that time, 24, 25 million, 23 million.
Look, I don't mind
spending. That means it's actually, with the price inflation of how football's gone, it's actually not bad.
Look,
but what it is because it's 70 million pounds, the actual amount is what hurts.
As long as, we for too long have spread our money out.
Yeah, but 7 players.
Ian Air article this week. He said Danny Alves, we bought Pennett and Crouch.
Oh, Rick Parry.
Rick Parry, sorry.
Yeah, yes.
You know, I'd rather, if we're spending 80 million, like Liverpool have for the last 10 years, and we spread it out, how about buy one class player or two class players? That would be
fair.
Create
a spine? What are we missing? A spine?
We haven't had it since Rafa left.
Yeah, great point. And who was in that spine? So you had what?
I'm just not crying. We had Pepe. We had Cara, Sammy, Xavi, Mash, Stevie, and Torres. Jesus, I could have played in that team, and they would have won. They would have won as many games with me standing
and
on the wing.
Players like Kaut, when they lacked quality, but they had hard work, they could finish.
Riera.
Yeah, Riera.
I was in wrestling there. Yeah. my wrestling head comes in then.
What about Benayoun?
Benayoun, Riera. Fantastic. Look at them. Players who you could add to that spine, and they'd work.
There were loads.
Spine, you could add inferior players.
So someone like Van Dijk is straight away part of your spine.
Look, if we end up with Van Dijk, Keita, Emery, I love Emery. We all love Emery. Obviously the wife's nodding.
Yeah, she's nodding.
Nodding away. Hence, she's now banned from Football Matches. we have a spine again.
Mm.
And we haven't had that in so long.
No.
And whatever happens, we have something to build around. As opposed to, let's just buy him, he costs a bit less, and we can work. And then we sell him for 2 years later, no one wants him because of wages.
Yeah.
Like, always Liverpool, you know.
Yeah, it's always the case. So basically, rumours today, or in the last few days, there have been lots of Naby Keita stuff going on. And I thought I'd address this with you as well. So, from what I've looked at, I've not watched him in a full football game, but I've been watching a lot of him in Y Scout. So, some scouting tool that I've got. I've been looking at him and very dynamic footballer, nothing like Kante, what people have been saying, tweeting today. They've got abuse for it, but he's nothing like him. He is a dynamic footballer. He can dribble, he can pass the ball forward, 1-2s, he loves them. He can also defend well, he can pretty much do everything. He can run.
Thinking today, he reminded me of a player I can't remember now. I was watching him today on YouTube and I was thinking, he reminds me of somebody a bit when he's going forward, when he charges forward. I might be coming up. He reminds me of Essien, as in he's just like stocky and like short, and he just cuts through. With the dribbling. Essien was never dribbling, but the power. He's a very small unit. Yeah. I haven't watched enough of him to make a. I spoke to Dave Hendricks the other day, and I went, 70 million? And he went, he's special. I said, I don't mind special, but one season in Germany special still worries me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. He looks like he has everything. If you're asking me, as
but remember, this team's gone to second in the Bundesliga, like from nowhere.
Him, Timo Werner, they're both players that no one wanted.
Loads of players.
They wanted players that no one wanted, Forsberg, that no one else wanted, and they made him click. But my thing about him is, if you're asking me what we needed, I'd say a Carvalho's type, a Wanyama type. He's not that.
No, he's not that. He's not that. But
I'm just looking. But his pressing is there. You'd love this. You'll love it. His pressing.
His pressing would be good. But what do you think about the fee then? So basically, people are saying 50 million.
I don't care. It's not my pocket.
80 million euros, dude.
I'm okay. Andy Carroll was our greatest boy. No. Was our most expensive player. Are you proud of that?
I just don't think the club. So you've just said to me, right, that he'd buy Van Dijk for 70 million. So how can we afford 80 million euros on him as well?
Again, it's not our money. They haven't spent anything in the last three windows. They made profit. And they've got Champions League. And they've made what? What were we, the second highest earning team from TV revenue last year?
Yes.
So why are you worried about money?
148 million come in.
So why are you worried about
money? I'm not worried. I'm going by previous history of FSG, not spending. I'm saying all of a sudden then, 30, 40 million on Salah, say whatever it is, it's been reported from
33, isn't it? It's
33 to 37, some saying 42 in Roma. You know what I mean? So it's a bit, we don't know what's the truth. But then you're saying 60 to 65 to 70 for him, for Van Dijk, and then Naby Keita for 80 million.
Okay, here's how I look at it. FSG have got now a history to me. Whatever they say, they always jump off it. They veer off it here and there.
Mm.
And I think they're going to veer off their normal...
So this is their breakout year, you reckon?
And I think they're going to try their luck. And if it falls apart, they'll go back to saying, okay, Chelo,
back to being tight kids.
And you, look, like, you're a reasonable supporter, but you're calling them tight.
Yeah.
I'm an extreme supporter.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm sorry. They've run out of saving the club for me.
Yeah.
I've let that go now. Brilliant, they saved the club. Ecto, 3, 4, 5.
A lot of people point to, we still spend money, but when we recoup it in sales...
It's irrelevant.
How do you say, oh, don't look at the net?
Look at the net, because they're looking at the net.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're funding players by selling them.
So you know what? Fair play. Whatever they've done, they're doing it as a business model. They're not going to say, spend what you want. Sorry, I keep going to Punjabi, guys. It's just obviously being on the Desi podcast. But for me, as long as they back Klopp, because that's the minimum he deserves for what he's done.
So which fan doesn't want to spend it? Obviously. In honesty, which fan doesn't want those players? Everybody does.
No. Go on Twitter. I love the people. I hate what Man City spend. I'm glad we don't spend like that. Oh, please. If tomorrow morning Liverpool turned up and put in a 600 million bid for Messi, we're going to say, no, that's not Liverpool. We don't want to spend money like
that. Mbappé, innit?
Yeah.
We don't believe that.
We don't. Oh, let us buy him. I don't care. Spend. It's not my money. What do we do on FIFA? A silly example.
Yeah, but why? When you talk about FIFA,
when anybody opens FIFA or opens Football Manager, you go and buy the most quickly. Put a bid in for Messi, Ronaldo. So why wouldn't you want that in real life?
It's not real life, but
Man City fans are living the dream.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we want it.
They are living.
How much? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just go buy him right now. We'd
all love that at our club if we had the option.
If we had the option, and if it happens this summer, so if we say we got Van Dijk, Naby Keita as well. Would you say, I am ready for the season?
You know what?
Bring it on.
How I look at it now. I've looked at Naby for the last 2 days now. I've had a good look at him. I've read all the stats and everything. Right? Add him, Virgil, and Salah to that team. I reckon that could do some... That's pushing for the title.
But not only that, what it does is the people that are already in the team go into the bench. It makes a stronger bench because obviously last time, Klopp wasn't making many changes. Kind of look like
options.
And now all of a sudden there'll be options if everyone stays fit as well.
Look, if we can have a team where Henderson's on the bench, I'm happy. Not because Henderson's on the bench, but just because it proves
quality.
That we've got quality.
Yeah.
I look at that.
Okay, the next question. This is a tough one. You know, I like these like curveballs. So people like to say, people are saying, if we did go and spend, say, 80 million euros or close to that, say 50 million pounds, whatever,
I think it'd be about 45.
Okay,
add ons.
Just say we did. People are saying that we'd have to sell a player. And the rumour is it would be Philippe Coutinho.
No chance. I don't think it's happening.
Say it was to happen. What would you feel about that?
Then you're just going back to square one.
You wouldn't want that, would you?
No.
Nobody does.
Look, we've all sat here and watched us sell our best players.
Yeah.
And we've all sat here making excuses. Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll sell Suarez. We'll get 10 players in. You know, it's better for the club. We've got more options. But inside, me marde, we're dying.
Yeah, we die.
We're dying
yeah.
because you know what? I'm fed up of watching Torres go, Suarez go. Listen, the day Suarez left, I had a signed shirt from him on my wall.
Yeah.
The day he went, we took it in the garden and burnt it.
What the hell?
Oh, Torres. Torres is. Yeah, Torres.
Oh, no, Torres.
Yeah, Torres' shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Suarez wasn't that bad.
No, not Suarez. Oh,
Torres,
right?
Torres hurt everyone.
And from that day onwards, I decided I'm never going to be supporting the player.
Yeah, like yeah, just for the club.
My club is most important to me.
Yeah.
I don't care who comes and goes. But, you know, at the end of the day, if Philip wants to go, and it will be time when he wants to go,
yeah,
we're going to sit back. You know when Iniesta calls it a day?
Yeah.
It's made for him to walk into that team.
It is made for him.
It is made. And we won't begrudge him.
No, but not right now.
I don't think he knows as well. He's not stupid. He's a very grounded guy. He seems really grounded.
He seems really good. And also, the role that he played in midfield recently, towards the end of the season.
Role?
It looked unbelievable, man.
You think Barca ain't watching him?
Like, mouth is watering, waiting for him to start the season in that role, just to watch him.
Just imagine him there with
Salah, Mane. Oh, my God.
And we got no AFCON this year, so we're okay.
Yeah, exactly. Does our wingers are gone?
We're okay for 1 year.
Okay, so you don't think... Does that make sense, though, to you, that if we went to buy Naby Keita for 80 million, that we'd sell Coutinho, just because that's what FSG would kind of do?
Yeah.
Does the idea make sense?
Jürgen Klopp.
No.
Under him, there's common sense.
So you say...
We've heard him talk. We've heard him. No one can talk such sense and then flip. He's not a Brendan Rodgers that will just do flip-flop between ideas.
Mm.
He wouldn't sell. I'll have Naby. Coutinho go, yeah. He's buying it because he knows what he wants.
Yeah, so it'd be an amazing midfield, man. Oh. Maybe Emre Can, Keita, Henderson, and
the pushing.
And
can we just talk for a second about? Yeah. I know you've got your schedule. I want you to talk to me about. I'm really, really getting worried about Emre's contract. I know everyone's telling me, "Don't worry, it's done." But you know what? I was watching the Confederation Cup yesterday. I was just about to tweet. We were going out for dinner.
He got injured, didn't he?
He was injured the week before. Yesterday's game when they won 3-0, Cameroon.
Did he play?
Yeah, he played.
All right, okay. I thought he got injured in training.
He played, and I was about to tweet. That player, Emre, for Germany is awesome. I wish we had someone like him.
Yeah.
We got no chance if Juve bid for him. If he was not a Liverpool player, we'd all be like clamouring over, oh my God, 22 years old, controlling German midfield. But for some reason, Liverpool fans are like, yeah. I don't get it. He is unbelievable as a player. I said it the day he signed.
The people that say, you're saying that about for Emre Can, they're saying it about you for Lallana.
Yeah, but you know what? Lallana's not 22.
Yep.
He's not in a country outside his own country.
Mm.
And he's basically, Emre's stats now prove injury-free from January onwards. I believe he carried us. He carried
last
us,
last 2-3 months, he was one of the best players. Maybe even...
The best.
Arguably
the best.
The best player.
He was the best.
Yeah.
Because he had so much on his shoulders.
Pretty
and he
lad.
Showed what he could be. He's a young lad.
Yeah. I think he'll stay. I have no doubt. I think... He's got Klopp. Klopp is bigging him up loads. He's saying, Emre, you know.
He gets a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
And for that alone.
I don't think he's going.
I hope. For me, he's our six. He's our number six.
Yeah, Klopp always brings Henderson, Emre Can, people like that, closer to the touchline to talk to them about what's going on the pitch. Do this, go and tell this player that. You know, he brings those type of players in.
I think Emre,
so trust them.
Is at the best club for his future.
Yeah, definitely.
A manager believes in him, trusts him. So I think hopefully he stays and, you know, that's positive for us. Because, he's one of the players I think we should build our club around.
Well, okay. What else is there left to talk about? I was going to actually...
Want a bit about Lallana just for sake?
Look, man, Adam Lallana, I don't think he's going anywhere. I actually think next year he's got an important role to play. If we sign all these players...
Off the bench?
No, he'll just be rotated. I don't think there'll be... It's not a bench thing. I think it'll be like, for example, we talk a lot about, making sure that the players don't get injured. We sprint the most, we run the most. We need to have fit players, fresh players, and we've got to make sure that rotation next year is important. So Lallana would probably get half. So if we're playing Champions League and then league as well, he'll play one of them.
You think he'll be happy playing League Cup?
No, not league. The Premier League and then the Champions League, he'll play one of them.
Okay, look, he'll play league one cup. Of them, but he'll be playing League Cup as well.
Maybe.
Look, to me, I think the hoo-ha, I was getting it so bad on Twitter. Now speak about Lallana.
You deserve it.
One goal from last year. One goal.
Yes,
and no assists.
That's true.
But he had a great 2 months.
But he presses. Is what he does on the side of pressing.
He triggers.
Yeah.
I've seen him.
Yeah.
Fair play. You know what? At the end of the day, I don't care why Herinder, I don't care why he does off the ball. He's not as good as everybody thinks.
Fadi's going to get you on this now to talk.
If he was that good, we wouldn't be looking at these players and replacing him in the first team.
Okay.
End of, really.
Yeah, fair enough.
You wouldn't be.
Okay, so we're going to end this in a minute. But what else is there?
It's, you know, really as a Liverpool fan, and I you know, I started supporting Liverpool 97 League Cup when Charlie Nicholas scored two goals and we lost.
Oh my and god, that hits,
yeah, yeah.
Man.
You know,
that.
That's how long ago I've been supporting them. And you know what? This is now for me.
Andy and Cram Paints. Yeah.
This is for me. I'm really positive about where the club is right now, but that won't stop me moaning on Twitter, because that's what it is. It's an outlet, and I moan because I fear for my club. So if we're not spending, or if we haven't, since FSG have been here, we've apologised more than we've won trophies.
Oh, shit.
Is that wrong?
No,
made more public apologies than trophies collected. So why won't you question...
I've got a lot of shit last week when I spoke about
FSG. Why won't you question the owners?
No. I think everybody who does is has every right to.
Trophies won, one. Apologies issued, five. There's something not right in that balance.
Is it five?
Well, I'm going to go with whatever it is.
Well, even
Clint
if it's
Dempsey,
two.
Clint Dempsey, Suarez... there's three there off the top of my head. There's got to be a few.
Van Dijk.
There's three there.
What I was going to ask you, about Sturridge, because you talk about Firmino.
Go.
And I said, well, again, you know the same Lallana point I make to you in terms of playing games. I reckon Sturridge is a future as well at the club. I reckon there's plenty of games next season, as long as we qualify in August, for him to be here and be happy. Because at the end of the day, let's call a spade a spade. He doesn't play a lot.
Yeah.
But when he's going to be available, I reckon he'll play. I reckon he'll have games. He'll play one a week.
Here's how I look at this now. If you sell him tomorrow for 30 million, who the hell are you going to buy? That was as good. No.
For 30 million, no one. There's no one available for 30 million.
Otherwise, we'd say, yeah, get rid of him. We're going to buy X, Y, and Z. Mm. There isn't anyone.
Not with that quality.
And when you know Roberto is our first choice striker now. He's number nine.
Yeah.
They basically said,
exactly. He's the number nine now.
They've basically said, here you go. You're number nine. Unless someone comes in with 45 million, 40 million, he ain't going nowhere.
No.
I'm more than happy. And especially, I think
they're saying that he could go, but at the moment, he's making no noises about going. He's saying he's happy. He's working out in LA at the moment with a trainer, injury prevention guy. Simon Brundage said he's fantastic, that person is. So, at the end of the day, he's doing everything he can to be fit for the season.
The only wobble I can see right now, no one's going to come in with 45 million for him.
No, it's going to be 25 to 30.
You can see West Ham bringing 25 little bid and all that.
Why would you want to
go there? Here's that FSG will look at it. He's got 2 years left of his contract.
Yeah.
That's where the wobble happens. For me, next season, it'll be Firmino. Yeah, he's got 2 years left.
I thought it was three.
No, two.
Okay.
Next season, I can see. Yeah, you all know Firmino's starting.
Yeah,
Klopp loves him. I love him to bits, what he does.
Mm.
His work rate is, come on, you're Mr. Statman.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Unbelievable. And especially now, you've got him working, but then you've got Salah and Mane doing all
the... On the other side, my God.
So then you've got Origi, who I'm not sold on anymore. I'm a bit iffy. He's not getting any better. He's just there. And I think Solanke will be three. I think Danny Ings needs to go on loan.
Yep.
If not sold, and you're going to say, why sell him? I'm going to say, it's just one of their moves that hasn't worked out.
No, I just don't think anyone will buy him because of his injuries.
I think he'll go on loan.
Yeah, loan's fine.
I think go on loan. So I think Sturridge will get a lot of games as our second striker.
Yeah.
And Solanke will be the fourth. I think, I just look back on what he was. And he has lost the pace. We can't all say nice, look at it. He's lost that pace.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not a better finisher at our club. And you know when he plays? And if you check my tweets, I'm always like, when he's on the pitch, it just feels like we've got a striker. A real... Look, whatever
things
you say
happen,
about...
Things
happen, don't they? Origi. Whatever you say about Origi is fine. But when Sturridge is on the pitch, them little runs, them little darts, it just feels like we've got a kind of unit on the pitch. There's a focal point.
Yeah, there is.
Making them runs. And for that alone...
Make space for everybody else. That's the key, isn't it? It's not about what
people
you do on the ball sometimes.
Oh,
it's what you do off it.
The last four games. But because of him running around, it was all the space made for the rest of the players.
Mm.
His runs, some of his runs, if you watch, you must.
I watch a lot.
He never gets picked out. And I'm pretty much getting now. The players don't even look at him. They forget who he is. Is that... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, you saw Coutinho and him play together. It's been rare, hasn't it? One's been out, the other one's playing, one's out. And when they played together towards the end of the season, they were linking up.
We're not looking for a first-choice striker.
I don't think we need one.
We're not going to buy a bag. I don't know, can't say his
Mbappe.
Name. No, what's his name from Dortmund?
Oh, Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. Yeah. We're not going to go pay 60 million for him at 28.
We can't afford these things. I don't even understand how we're going to buy all these things.
But realistically, I wouldn't want the club to buy him at 28.
Oh, is he that old?
Yeah, he's 28.
I didn't know.
He don't, you see? He's 28, you buy him now, he's done. He's done, he's one
no,
of them.
No, that's he's not worth it if he's that old. I thought he was 26, 27.
No, he's 28.
Wow, okay.
Which is why I think clubs are not going, because who he is, you'd think Real, Barca would be straight in for him.
Yeah, it's PSG, isn't it?
But it's not because of his age. It's his age, it's all his age. So you know what, I'm happy with what we've got.
Mm.
Add what the little bits and pieces. I'd love another winger.
Another one? You got two?
Who's Mane?
Mane and Salah, that's fine.
I'd still love another, because we're not going to buy a striker. I'd love that another option. Not a, another option would be nice.
Young player.
Yeah. So, you know, I think if we get who we all thinking we're getting.
Yeah.
We're all sitting here all like, yeah, getting.
We're just getting excited, aren't we?
I think if we get him, oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, it'd be so exciting.
I can't wait.
It'll be so exciting.
It'll be the best ever. It'll be the best.
Okay, right. So, I think we're done here. Thank you so much, Jesse. This has been amazing.
No, it's I'm on the Tandon Show.
This is the like, Gags Tandon Show.
The Tandon Show. Not Gags. We're taking the gags off now. The name, the surname is now well-known worldwide.
Oh, my God.
It's an honour.
No, it's an honour to have you here, man. Thank you so much.
In Liverpool as well. Look at that.
I know. Of all places. Like, it might be in bloody the Midlands. we can meet up there.
Four Evertonians standing behind us ready to kick the hell out of us. But you look quite hard today, so I'm going to let you do it. Hard on that.
No, but I want to say a massive thank you. You know, if you haven't listened to any of Jesse's stuff, please go and check it out. It's in Punjabi, but he's amazing. I've listened to Jesse's stuff since, we're probably around the same age, I think.
Old.
Yeah, we're old. So when I was at college and uni and stuff, Jesse was doing his thing, and he had some amazing stuff back then when you were in B21, weren't you? And now he's doing his own thing, and he's still smashing it. And I love the Govinda one last year.
Thank you.
It was just...
Thank you.
Because he was a legend of mine, so I thought, Jesse with Govinda. I mean, we did this all on Desi, but anyway, at the end of the day, I salute. There's another one.
No one listens and have a clue. But you know what?
It's another song of it, sorry.
My wife was like, what are we doing today? You know, it's her birthday, we're here.
Yeah,
I'm like, I got to do a podcast. And she's like...
You know what?
That's respect. And then I explained to her that about 5 years ago, this Indian kid messaged me, DM'd me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he goes, Baji, I'm opening a little website. Can you give it a push? Yeah. I went, no problem at all.
Yeah, man.
And you know, I'm so proud watching how big it's becoming. It's awesome.
Man.
Thank you for your help, man.
And you know, people like yourself and then Noreen Khan, all these people that have come out of Sanjeev Bhaskar, have all come on to Desi, you know, and given Desi such a big push. It's one of the most popular shows, even to the, I mean, honestly, people from America and some contributors like Joey Connors come up to me and say, I love Desi, because it's, you're all just having banter. And even if I can't understand some of the bits, it's just funny. And like, for example, I'll give Joey Connor's story. He's sitting on, I think he's sitting outside and listening to it, blasting out. And his neighbour's Asian. And he hears the bully, 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 bully. And he goes, what's this? And the person he's not talked to like much is like listening to Desi with him and having a laugh.
Anfield Index is building bridges worldwide.
There you go. So stuff like that is just, I'm very proud of it. Right, and guys, like I said, thank you so much for helping build.
I've got one question left.
Go on.
When do I get my Anfield Index polo?
I haven't got it on today.
I've seen you wearing it.
I'm going to send you one.
Can
I'm
I get
your
please?
Address, right? I'm sending you one.
Can I get one?
Yeah, whatever you want.
I'm not asking for much. I'll wear it in, next time I'm at Delhi. Big shout out, actually, Delhi Cop.
Yeah, Delhi Cop.
Because you know what, them guys always listening. But you know, anytime you guys, Delhi Cop and Malaysia Reds, two places I watch the
fantastic.
Matches.
Fantastic.
Awesome places. And Dubai Reds, all new boys as well. I get to see it around the world with them. We have some great supporters, man, honestly.
We do.
You know,
it's amazing you get to spend a lot of time with them. I go to the preseason tours, so I get to spend a lot of time. I respect everything, you know. And when Liverpool actually go on preseason, you get to see the passion. You get to see their faces light up when they see the players close at hand, because they're so far.
Yeah.
They're so far. We're so lucky that we can go to the game. You know what, Jesse? We're so lucky.
I agree.
Every week. But we take it for granted sometimes, as these guys find it so tough.
Even the people that go, you know, it's all right living in Liverpool, but everyone who commutes to go to them, when we go, I've taken my wife a couple of times. I've been four times this season. It's a lot of effort, man, to go.
Yeah, it is. It takes the whole day out, all evening out, next day out as well.
But you know what? The future's bright. I'm really excited. I'm so happy that we have Jurgen Klopp, because if everything else goes to crap and it falls apart, at least you know you have a man with passion at the helm.
Yes.
That isn't shouting out clichés.
He cares. You can tell he cares.
He's not yelling clichés. He's honest. He wears heart on his sleeve.
Yeah.
He might not be right all the time, but he's ours and he gets us.
And I think that's a perfect place to end the pod. Thank you so much. Happy birthday to Tina again. And hopefully get you on Desi very, very soon.
Thanks. No, Harinder, he scares me. I'm not having a Lilana conversation. It's not happening.
That's it now, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Ah, God bless people.
Network.